Now, sharks kill a handful of people every year, yet they get a lot more press than arguably one of the biggest killers in the natural world, mosquitoes. Mosquitoes don't kill you with a simple bite. Their bite can transmit malaria, though, and that's a disease that afflicts millions of people every year. Scientists have found that mosquitoes find their prey by sniffing out the carbon dioxide that all vertebrate animals breathe out. So CO2 can be used to attract the insects into a trap. But a new study suggests that this one was peer-reviewed by the Malaria Journal. It says that there's something else that some mosquitoes cannot resist. Renata Smalahanga of the Wageningen University in the Netherlands led the study.
We also added human body odor, and the way that we collected that was by wearing socks in just over the feet, because we know that those odors are very attractive for the specific mosquito species that we were interested in.
Okay, give us the breakdown. You tried this experiment with clean socks. You tried the experiment with just carbon dioxide from yeast, is that correct? And then you tried it with all the components of a smelly human foot that you've been describing. So give us the success rate of each of those.
Well, a clean sock is not attractive at all.
A
worn sock to the mosquitoes, yes. The smelly socks are very attractive, but when you add carbon dioxide, you augment the attractiveness of smelly socks. So I don't know it by heart, but apparently that's about 45 to 75% that you can catch of the mosquitoes that we released in our experiments.
75% using all the elements included in this smelly sock that had been worn by a human for how long?
During one day. That's quite enough.
For a full day. How did this occur to anybody, to use a smelly sock to attract mosquitoes?
Well, it was a former colleague of mine who noticed that if you are standing straight up, that this African malaria mosquito, it goes to the feet. So apparently the feet are really attractive, although it also has to do something with the confection of odors. So after that, we decided, well, why don't try worn socks? And we noticed that they are highly attractive and they stay attractive for a long time as well. So that's, for us, it was a convenient way to introduce body odors in our experimental setups, because you don't want to use a full human being for all your experiments.
Now, this is this particular kind of mosquito. Do you know if this would apply to mosquitoes that we have here in the United States? Of course, we don't have the same problem with malaria, but is this applicable here?
Well, all mosquitoes are attracted to carbon dioxide. But not all mosquitoes are attracted to human body odor. So it depends on the species whether it will be attracted to the human body odor or not. So, yeah, so I think it's worth a try.
So if the idea in Africa is to find a cheaper mosquito trap for African villagers, how many socks are you going to need per year to keep one of these traps working?
I have no idea. And that's also not our intention to use the socks in Africa. What we want to use eventually is to use this synthetic mixture that we are still improving. So it will be highly attractive and can be used in a convenient way. So you have the same mixture every night that you can use to trap these mosquitoes.
All right. Dr. Renata Smalahanga, thank you very much. Nice to speak with you.
You're welcome.
Dr. Smalahanga led a study to improve mosquito traps using socks that stink. Now, if you have a good mosquito story, or more likely a bad mosquito story, especially if you have your own perfectly safe recipe for mosquito control, share it with us. Just go to theworld.org and post your story in the comment section.